time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. A little early morning thunder boomer there for a bit, but didn't last terribly long.
No.
Supposed to be decent the rest of the day?
Yeah, sounds like it could be pretty good. There's a slight chance of a little shower once again this afternoon, but not too strong.
We'll see. May have gotten rid of all that stuff this morning. Very good. Kendall Warney with us this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. How's Kendall today?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Just got a used 10,000 BTU air conditioner. Got a used portable electronic air cleaner like new. A couple of used gas ranges. Three used electric range. One smooth top. Used washer dryer set. Got a stack type unit. We have two of those. One of them near new. Three used built-in dishwashers. Several microwave hood combinations. 21 cubic foot refrigerator with top freezer in excellent condition. Two used built-in cooktops, one gas and one electric. And a used 9 cubic foot chest freezer. Older model, but works great. Dishwashers built-in and convertible portable. Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, and LG. Do have some closeouts on some LG models, also on some Whirlpool models with stainless steel interior. We deliver, install, and of course service it later. Water heaters and gas and electric, we deliver, install, and haul the old heater away. If you feel qualified, pick the water heater up, take it home, and do the install job yourself. We'll make you a good price. Jim?
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. You know, it's that time of the year now where folks are starting to take their college or their high school graduates off now to get registered for college at the college of their choice, and they'll be getting started with that next 4 or 5 year phase of their lives before they get out into the real work world out there and find out what life is all about, taxes. and then they'll get their real education after they get out of school. But, you know, so many of them make decisions early on without really considering too much the implications later on to those decisions that they've made as to what they want to study, where they want to go, and what they think they want to do for the rest of their lives. You know, we talk so much to young people. We do that. I know a lot of other folks will go to a different job, career fair type things, and career days and things at schools and talk to students. And, you know, what I try to remind them all the time is that, you know, life's long. You know, you're going to work for, you know, if you're lucky, 40 years. You know, if you're lucky enough to graduate from college at 22 and you're lucky enough to retire at 62, that's, of course, 40 years. Who can retire at 62 anymore? But, you know, if you're lucky enough to do that, you know, you're going to spend 40 years in the work world. You think the clock moves slowly those few short years you were in school. Imagine how slowly it turns when you're sitting in a job you really don't like. So, you know, find something you like, make yourself real good at it, and then find some dummy to pay you for it. That's what you're looking for. You know, try to be happy in life too. But, you know, when it comes to happiness, for some folks that means lots of money and stuff too. So college is, well, expensive. You're going to spend, oh boy, it kind of depends. I mean, you can get away a little bit on the cheap, too, in some instances. You can utilize the community college system to get some of those core courses and keep it relatively inexpensive maybe the first year or two and then transfer to another university to finish off that degree, save some money that way. But for a lot of folks, you know, you're looking probably $100,000 to $200,000, depending upon where you go, for that 4 to 5 year college education. Yikes! Who's going to pay for that? Mom and Dad?
You for the rest of your life.
In some cases, that's the way it works. You know, when you get those college student loans, they're typically based on about a 15-year payoff, thereabouts. I mean, a lot of people don't pay those things off till they're almost 40 years old. So, you know, you're going to spend half your work life, most likely, trying to get back to square, trying to get rid of that college debt. So the goal is to get into a program that's going to prepare you for a job that gives you a reasonable chance to dig out of that hole. Well, the folks at Salary.com, website called Salary.com, they do a lot of different types of research work with regard to money. And they put down 12 different job opportunities that they thought were appropriate for recent college graduates who are looking to enter the workplace, but also have reasonable starting salaries and some excellent growth potential as well. And they list things like graphic designer, would be one of them. Now, a graphic designer would be one who designs and creates graphics for advertisements, logos, packaging for different organizations and media. You'd need typically a bachelor's degree, probably in art, graphic design, or a related field. And you have to be someone who's creative and artistic. You need to work well independently, but also take directions well, and you need to care about presenting products and services in their best light. Those are all the goals there. Now, they say the earnings potential and advancement for that. Entry-level workers can earn a median salary of around $46,000, and graphic designers with experience can work their way up to the position of art director, too. And, of course, the salaries go up from there. Now, granted, a lot of these job opportunities we talk about here are not ones you're probably going to find here in Atlantic, Iowa, or the surrounding communities. Maybe not even here in Iowa. You may have to travel a bit to find some of these different types of positions available. But the second one they list is a financial analyst, someone who analyzes financial information for banks and insurance companies, securities firms, and different types of businesses. You'd probably need a bachelor's degree in finance, math, economics, accounting, or business management. And you have to be someone who loves crunching numbers and analyzing the data. That could be a long day for some folks, but some really enjoy that. You also have to be someone who likes to use math to implement solutions to complex problems. The entry-level worker's median salary, they say, is around $47,000 on average around the country, and the opportunity for advancement is excellent as well. Now, another one is a sales representative, someone who sells products and services. Typically, you'll want a bachelor's degree. Some companies require a degree in an area that's relevant to the product or service that they're selling. Others are looking for different types of experience as well. You know, you have to be someone who's competitive, also outgoing, and could sell ice to an Eskimo. If you can do those things, you can be successful. Entry-level sales representatives, they say, can have median earnings of around $54,000 in salary and bonuses, and those with good track records can maybe move themselves up the ladder as well. A copywriter is another one they list, someone who writes advertising copy to be used in different types of media. A bachelor's degree in communications, media studies, public relations, journalism, or English would be desired. And you have to be someone who's creative, who's good with words, and you know what motivates other people. You have to be comfortable working as part of a team and have good listening and communication skills. And they list that entry-level copywriters can make a median salary of around $41,000, almost $42,000. A lot of growth potential in that career as well. Human resources assistant is another one they list. Someone who works as part of the human resources team, assisting with payroll, benefits, administration, job descriptions, legal issues, those types of things. A bachelor's degree, preferably in a business or related field, would be desired. And you have to enjoy working and leading people. And you have to be good at research and analysis. They say entry-level workers there can earn a median salary of around $34,000. With some advancement potential. Another one is a public relations assistant, someone who promotes groups, individuals, and companies by writing, selecting, and releasing publicity materials. Bachelor's degree, usually in communications or public relations, something like that. And you have to enjoy helping people and have excellent listening and communication skills. And your writing and editing skills obviously have to be pretty good, too. Entry-level workers there, they say, can make a median salary of around $44,000-$45,000 with some good growth potential there, too. Another one is a web designer, someone who designs and develops web applications and websites, things like that. Typically a bachelor's degree in computer science, information technology, or some related field. And you have to have someone who has a combination of creative and technical skills. You have to be able to keep up with the latest internet developments. That's a job in itself. You have to enjoy working as part of a team and have no trouble sticking to deadlines. Entry-level web designers, they say, can earn a median salary of around $50,000. Also, a marketing coordinator is another job they list. It helps someone who helps carry out tasks associated with determining demand for products and services and identifying potential customers, usually looking for a bachelor's degree in marketing, business, or economics. And if you have what it takes, you need to have excellent research skills, you have to be good at developing strategies, and you have to understand trends and know what motivates folks. Potential entry-level earnings, median about $49,000 thereabouts for folks who have the skills there. A computer programmer is another job that they list, developing and writing computer programs. A bachelor's degree, usually in computer science, is what it would take. And you have to have the necessary education and knowledge, but also excellent problem-solving ability, and you have to be good at creating programs based on specific needs and requirements. And they say entry-level programmers can earn a median salary of around $53,000 a year. A database analyst. That doesn't sound like any fun, does it? Someone who manages databases, including developing, modifying, and coordinating databases. a bachelor's degree in computer science or a related field is what they're looking for typically. And you have to be methodical and have excellent attention to detail and are good at determining requirements and needs. The entry-level database administrators can earn about $55,000 a year. They list registered nurse as another one, too, someone who works as part of the medical team to assess patients, administer care, and maintain medical records. A bachelor's degree in nursing would qualify you there. And also they say you need to be someone who enjoys helping people and have excellent listening and communication skills. You have to be social, service-oriented, and successfully able to work as part of a team. The median salary of an entry-level registered nurse they list here in the U.S. is about $64,000 a year. And then also they list environmental engineer as another one, someone who performs engineering duties that help prevent or control environmental health hazards. A bachelor's degree in engineering is usually something that it takes there, and you have to care about things like the environment and problem solving. You have to be excellent at research and enjoy investigating facts to come up with solutions. And they list entry-level jobs there with a median salary about $52,000. I did notice another list, too. They listed the 8 worst areas to study if you're looking to, pay off your student loans and maybe get ahead in the world. Chris, what did you study in college?
Broadcasting.
Yeah, which is part of the communications department.
Yeah.
And my major was communications. Guess which is number one on the hit list of the 8 worst things to study if you're looking to get ahead financially in life, according to salary.com. Go ahead. I'll give you 3 guesses.
Communications.
Wow, you got it on the first try. That's incredible.
It's all about the glamour.
Why didn't I listen?
I didn't either.
We do this for all of the acclaim that we get. Yeah, I remember when I was getting ready to go off to college, I had a buddy of mine who was actually already working part-time in radio, and he said to me, "You're going to school for that? Why don't you just go?" We had several radio stations in Dubuque. "Why don't you just go hang around outside of one? Eventually they get sick of walking around you or stepping over you, and they'll hire you." Like, really? That's all it takes? That just doesn't sound like a great career path there, though. So off we went. And I'm trying to think, what was I, 38, I think, when I paid off my student debt? I think that's what I was, something like that, yeah. So, yay. We say it all the time when people come out and say, "Hey, I think I want to get involved in radio." Like, why? Don't you want to eat?
Don't you like money?
Well, there you go, some helpful hints. So make sure you steer those youngsters in the right direction, because you want them out of the basement by the time they're 30. I mean, you really don't want them coming back home to live in the basement. It's really not that ideal. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell you more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got gas and electric ranges by Whirlpool, Man, LG, Frigidaire, and Maytag. Freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Got several sizes of dehumidifiers in stock, also room air conditioners. Freezers chest and upright, sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot by Amana and Frigidaire and Whirlpool, and most of those in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Lots of washers and dryers in small, large, and super capacity. We have washers with up to 5 cubic foot of capacity, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. New stock Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the USA. 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service, 5 years on the washer motor, and 10 years on the washer transmission. Stop and see us. The pot's on, and try to do it today. Jim?
All right. Thank you very much, Kendall. Appreciate that. Well, hey, you go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.